You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, I'm Guy. We're all guys. Whoever you are, you're a guy. Welcome. Emergency stream and podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe. If you're listening to the pod, that's great. How about a 5-star review on Apple Podcast? Appreciate that very much. If you leave a question in the review, that's how you get in the mailbag, which we'll start back up soon. Breaking news this afternoon, Kyle Shanahan announced that the 49ers have fired defensive coordinator Steve Wilks, as expected. No surprise here. We've been talking about this for a couple days, and it just seemed like this relationship was doomed. Early on, you could see that there were discrepancies about the ideas that they each had about how to run defense. It wasn't working. In Steve Wilks' defense, he'd come to the 49ers without any of his own guys, and his job was to step in and learn what the 49ers do. And we could tell early on it was not a great match. He zero blitzed against the Vikings. I was at the press conference where he opened it up by apologizing or basically saying, I knew I was wrong. Very weird. I don't think I've ever experienced that. It was a little odd. And it came because Kyle Shanahan had come out and said it immediately. Like, yeah, we shouldn't have done that. And it put Wilks in an odd spot. And also just alerted us to the fact that there was a disconnect, things that some players said over time. And this is not a surprising place to be. I'm going to go through a bunch of names. I'm going to give you one name that I really like that nobody else is talking about. We'll get to that. But I want to go through everything here and kind of make sure we hit all the obvious names and the ones we like. The name I'm going to give you that's not obvious, it's not at the top of the list, but I think is a very intriguing name. Okay, guys, we've talked about for the last couple of... Actually, before I get into names, I want to say one other thing. Kyle Shanahan spoke yesterday to the media and was asked twice about Steve Wilks. And said it was pretty clear that he was just trying to get through the day. I expect all our coaches to be back. I think the answers he gave yesterday, even though he didn't say this, he said the opposite. He did not give ringing votes of confidence or, hey, I know you guys think me and Steve don't see eye to eye necessarily on defense, but no, Steve is going to be back. So I think even if you thought after Sunday this was likely, I think you thought it was more likely after Monday. Watching Kyle talk, I certainly did. And then this morning, even after Kyle said, I expect all our coaches to be back, two coaches were gone, including Anthony Lynn. No surprise here. No surprise at all. Okay. Let's get to the obvious names first. Bill Belichick. Great. Home run. That'd be fantastic. One of the all-time greats. Unlikely. I think it's fair to say that's unlikely. It would be welcome. Would Bill want to do that? Would Kyle want to do that? Would the Niners pay for it? I do think the Niners would pay. I think Jed York would pay up, whatever it cost. Does Bill want to come be a defensive coordinator on the other side of the country? I think that's probably the biggest obstacle, bigger even than Kyle. I think if you're Kyle and Bill Belichick wants to coach with you, you do it. Just like, hey, well, how would Kyle coach Tom Brady? Well, Tom Brady was available multiple times, and a couple times, one time actually was not available, and Kyle still reached out to him. So that shows that Kyle would be willing to change, because you would have had to change some of what you do for Bill, or rather for Tom, be willing to adjust a little bit for Bill. I don't think Kyle would be scared off by people saying, well, you only won because you got Belichick as your DC. You do whatever it takes to win. So I think Kyle would be open to it. I think Bill would be the one that stands in the way here, but that's obviously the top of everybody's wish list. Mike Vrabel, I think, is the top of everybody's wish list. You know, a couple coaches who might have been fits for the Niners have been hired recently. Shane Bowen, who was the defensive coordinator for the Titans, right? What was one of the Niners' problems this year? They really struggled in run defense. Shane Bowen and the Titans had very good numbers in the run game. He was hired a couple weeks ago by the New York Giants. 7 days before that, on January 31st, the Packers hired Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Jeff Hafley was a secondary coach for the 49ers a couple years ago. So he would have been a candidate had this happened 2 weeks ago, you would think. But he's not a candidate anymore. So Shane Bowen out. Now, would Mike Vrabel want the job? Would Mike Vrabel want to be a defensive coordinator for a year? Mike Vrabel could sit this year out. He's a rich man, and feel good that he'd become a head coach in 2025, you would think. But if you're him, this is how I would look at it if I were Vrabel. So I get to take a little break from all the other stuff that being a head coach requires. And when I start interviewing in 2025 again, or at the end of 2024, for head coaching jobs as the defensive coordinator of the 49ers, I'm going to have some incredible insight, because I just sat in the building with Kyle Shanahan, one of the best offensive coaches in the NFL, and a third of the league are guys running his stuff. So I'm going to be a better head coach for having coached with Kyle Shanahan. And the flip side of it, they need me specifically against this guy, Patrick Mahomes. The last two times that the Titans and Mike Vrabel have played Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes has combined in those two games for one win and one loss, for one touchdown pass, for two interceptions, and he was sacked eight times. So Mike Vrabel would be a home run hire, I think probably more realistic than Bill, although I would not put it on the very realistic list. Just seems like it'd be a lot for a guy who clearly wants to be a head coach. Rand Carthen, who came from the 49ers, went to Tennessee. Those two butted heads. So what kind of insight would the Niners have on that relationship? But Mike Vrabel's on the list of guys who, if he's interested, you got to hire him. He only has 1 year as a defensive coordinator under his belt. He was a linebacker coach for a few years before that. His 1 year as a DC in Houston, not statistically impressive. That team was not very good. They didn't have great defensive talent. They didn't have good offense. I think you'd have to look at what happened, how things went in Tennessee, and try to figure out how much of that was him, how much of that was Shane Bowen. But he was involved in the defense there. And, the fact that he's got Patrick Mahomes' number, I think would bode very well for him. Another name I already mentioned earlier, so I won't spend much time on it here. You can go watch that video, Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan's been out of the game for 7 years. Rex Ryan does not seem like a personality match on the 49ers staff. The 49ers staff is all business. Rex is, a lot of me. Look at me, attention me. But the reason Rex is on this list is because Rex said on Sunday that he, in 7 years, has never called a head coach and said, hey, I'd be willing to come. Just want you to know, you could have me if you want me. And he did that with Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys because he feels like they got good players on defense and they're close to winning a Super Bowl and he could put them over the top. And coaching for the Dallas Cowboys, coaching the bright lights, that's what he would do. He wouldn't come back to coach not the bright lights, top three program in the NFL. But Sexy Rexy needs to be loved. And in Dallas, you get loved or hated, which is better than being indifferent. I think Rex would much rather be hated than have people not know he exists. So that's why he called Mike McCarthy. That's worth a conversation too. Just going to say this real quick and then move on. Nick Saban is available. But Albert Breer, here's another name for you. You guys are going to, the chat probably hate this. This is what Albert Breer tweeted today. Wilkes made the first outside the family coordinator hire that Shanahan has made. Number two, along those lines, Brandon Staley has coached in that coaching family. It's also a disciple of Vic Fangio, who Shanahan tried to get in 2017. Brandon Staley had the number one defense his year with the Rams, the COVID year. But since then, in LA, with a lot of talent, he's had a bottom third points per game defense, a bottom third run defense. You know, you would think that, yes, he is on the short list, but I know that'd be probably last on the list of people that would fire y'all folks up. A couple other names to get to before I get to my my secret name. Remember last year, a name, you got to go back to last year's list, a guy that was intriguing was Chris Harris, passing game coordinator for the Titans, the cornerbacks coach for the Titans. He was an attractive candidate, I thought, last year. He then, in theory, would be a candidate again. The Niners already know him. They interviewed him last year. So, you know, they have a sense for whether or not he would be a fit, right? They would know pretty quickly when he left the meeting last year. Yeah, that could be the guy. He interviewed for the Bears and one other team, Jags maybe, coordinator positions this offseason. Internal candidates, you know, the same ones, Chris Kocurek, D-line coach, Johnny Holland been around, Daniel Bullocks, Nick Sorensen. You know, the secondary guys, you do wonder, would Kyle be scared off by a secondary coach after Steve Wilkes? You know, the sad thing about it is that you'd love to have Steve Wilkes as your secondary coach. The DBs got better. I mean, you looked at Mooney Ward had the best year of his career, and D'Amador Lenore is fantastic all of a sudden. So you'd have to give him some credit for that. So I'm going to get to the, let's see, have I mentioned everybody? Oh, you know, a guy who got an interview last year was Glenn Schumann. Glenn Schumann, he's like the co-DC for the Georgia Bulldogs. The Eagles interviewed him last year, and he was an attractive name. All right, now I'm going to get to a guy who I'm familiar with and I like, and his name is Danton Lynn. Danton Lynn is Anthony Lynn's son. Danton Lynn has an incredible year this last year at UCLA. This I do know. Danton Lynn was hired at USC away from UCLA to become their defensive coordinator. So you might be thinking it sounds pretty risky to go with a college defensive coordinator. And there would be some risk involved. There's no question about it. But he's got a lot of NFL experience. He, as I said, is the son of Anthony Lynn. He started his coaching career. He played college football. He played at Penn State. Now, he was a DB. But I'm going to give you some of what his defense did this year, and I think you'll see that it's pretty pretty impressive. He played briefly, went undrafted out of Penn State, CFL for a second. He got his coaching start with the 2014 Jets under Rex Ryan. Then he went with Sexy Rexy to Buffalo in 2015 and 2016. Then his dad got the Chargers job. So he went and coached with his dad for a year. He went to the Bill O'Brien, Romeo Crennel Texans for 2 years. And then he went to the Ravens. So he got a year under Wink Martindale. He got a year under Mike McDonald 2 years ago. And then last year became the defensive coordinator at UCLA. He is 35 years old, somewhere in that range. And you would be buying low on a guy that is soon, I think, people will be buying, who USC, from a college standpoint, just bought high on. So here's some of what his defense did last year. His defense was, and keep in mind, he's coaching for Chip Kelly, who loves the run game, but historically, it's not an easy coach to be the defensive coordinator for. UCLA was number one graded by Pro Football Focus in pass rush last year, while also being 13th in the nation in run defense. They averaged, they ranked eighth defensively in the country last year in defensive yards per play. They were 28th in the country in blitz percentage, 22%, fine. But they were seventh in the country in pressure percentage. So he got to the quarterback. Now, he had some really good players. Leatu Latu, 13 sacks. This guy, you'll hear his name a lot as we get closer to the draft. One of the top pass rush sackers in the country. They're doing this, being eighth in the nation in yards per play. They did it in a very explosive league, keep in mind. Very offensive league last year. So 28th in blitz percentage, thanks to one of my researchers, Ryan McGrady, for getting me some of these advanced metrics. 28th on short notice. 28th in – you could have told me Daryl Tapp was at Washington. 28th in blitz percentage, but 7th in QB pressure percentage. They were 2nd in the country in the total number of QB pressures. And they played man 21% of the time, which was 19th highest in the nation. Average time to throw defensively, 2.84 seconds, which was top 20 in the country last year. So you got to get the ball out fast against Danton Lynn's defense. So that's my secret candidate. I'm not saying the Niners like him or have any thought of it or that Kyle would go to a UCLA guy. With that in mind, I texted a person very close to the UCLA program, a former UCLA player who is around them on a very, very daily basis. And I asked him, what do you think about Danton Lynn? This person's been in the NFL. I said, would he fit in the NFL? He said, yes. You need to have talent like anybody else, but he has the personality to deal with NFL guys. He is smart enough to adjust his system to the talent. So that was a review from somebody at UCLA. This is a guy that will probably be an NFL defensive coordinator sooner rather than later. He kind of did his Mike McDonald thing the way Mike McDonald went to the Michigan Wolverines, then came back to the NFL with the Ravens, and now is an NFL head coach. I think this guy, Danton Lynn, is on that same track. So I would investigate this thoroughly. Now, is the fact that his dad just left an indication that he already knows that Danton Lynn is not going to be a candidate for Kyle Shanahan, or that Kyle Shanahan, the fact that Daryl Tapp left, is that an indication that he already knows who the next guy is going to be? Does Kyle have an idea of an internal candidate? Maybe he does, right? Maybe Anthony Lynn would stick around if he had any hint, any sniff that his son was about to become the defensive coordinator of the 49ers. But this guy's got a challenging job ahead of him. He just went to SC. Maybe he would say no. Maybe he would say, you know, I just got here. This isn't fair to Lincoln Riley for me to leave. The irony of that would be that SC could have just hired. Well, anyway, I don't know. I don't know if he'd be interested, but you'd have to think he'd be somewhat interested. This guy's going to be an NFL defensive coordinator soon. You can try and get to him right now. So I just wanted to go outside the box with a name.
Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app, because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game, and I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert? Get outside. Enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Austin says, Pete Carroll. Pete's interesting. And I've said this, I said it to Larry Kruger this morning. If you missed that streaming, go watch it. I said it to John yesterday. I think the thing with Pete, and if in, and for those of you who saw it or listened, did it get on the podcast? I don't know if it got on the podcast feed. Things got so crowded last week in Vegas, I wasn't able to get everything on the podcast feed. So if you're listening to this and you didn't hear this, I would highly recommend you go to the YouTube channel, which is in the description of the pod. You can just click on that YouTube link. Check out the interview. I did just scroll back a couple videos. It wasn't alive with a guy named Dr. Michael Gervais, G-E-R-V-A-I-S. Dr. Michael Gervais was the high-performance psychologist for Pete Carroll in Seattle. Worked very closely with him, tight with Pete. And I think maybe Pete wrote the foreword to his book or something like that. But it was a really fun conversation, and he's a really impressive guy. And my opinion of Pete Carroll is that Pete, of all the guys we're talking about who don't need it, Bill and Vrabel, Rex and Pete, that's the list of guys who like, I don't need it. I'm only going to come to the perfect situation. My perception, nobody's told me this, but my view of Pete is that Pete is the last guy of that group that would want to come be Kyle's defensive coordinator. First of all, he was not the defensive coordinator really. At all. He wasn't the DC in Seattle. And it's not even about like ego. I just think, go watch Pete Carroll's. I said this to Kruger today too. So for those who saw that, I'm repeating myself. But go watch Pete Carroll's exit press conference this year in Seattle when they announced that Pete would not be back. And it's really clear that Pete still wants to coach. But I think his greatest passion does not come from shutting himself in a dark room and breaking down the tape. I don't know. I could be wrong. But it seems to me his greater passion comes from leading a team, creating a culture. You know, creating the culture is not only one of, it's really one of his, it might be his great skill. He is one of the greats at it, creating a culture of competitiveness, but also trust and fun and all that. And I think, you know, the head coach is the one that does that. Does, you know, sets whatever that culture is going to be. Now, could Pete come in? You know, I'm not saying it's impossible. If you told me the Niners hired Pete Carroll tomorrow, I'd be like, that's all right, this is going to be fun. But it just doesn't seem like he wants to be a coordinator. He wants to lead an organization. It is one of his great skills. So, I don't think that'd be his gig. Eric says Morgan Scally from Utah. I mean, this is a very good coach. It's an excellent coach. I don't know what Kyle Whittingham's retirement plan is. Kyle Whittingham, the head coach at Utah, has been asked about his retirement plan a couple times over the last couple of years, or several times over the last couple of years. It's come up a lot. He is in fantastic shape. If you watched him roll into the McAfee show on a motorcycle this year, you can see he's in great shape. But I've talked to Kyle a lot. I've interviewed Kyle Whittingham a lot. He does not want to coach up until, you know, it's time for the home, basically. Like, I don't think he has a lot left. He has a lot of energy as a person, but I think he'll retire earlier rather than later. And that time is impending. And it seems like, you know, Morgan Scally is the next head coach at Utah. So, I guess he could go, but, you know, he would be like, he's the Niners and Utah football, I think, have similar coaching personalities. DeAnthony says, what about Ken Norton Jr., who was also at UCLA? He took the Washington linebacker coach job, but they could poach him away to be the Niners DC assistant head coach. You know, the returns on him as a defensive coordinator when he was one were not strong. And so I don't think so. David says, guys, be real. Belichick isn't signing as a defensive coordinator. Would Elon Musk sign on as the CTO? Absolutely not. That's a step back. You know, there is a category of coach, and it might be hard. Like, you might be right, David, that after having the power for a certain amount of time, you're not going back to that. But as I said to John yesterday, Chris Peterson, who left Washington a few years ago, always used to, he would say from time to time, you know, I always just kind of want to go back being the guy drawing up the plays. And I think if Bill wanted to do it, it would be because Bill really wants to coach, doesn't want to be away from football for a year. I do think he'd be good on television, but it'd be because Bill doesn't want to be away from football for a year, sees an opportunity to just coach ball, not mess with the other, with less of the BS that the head coach has to, and get another ring. You know, like, how do you add to your legacy if you're Bill? Well, winning another Super Bowl. Winning as a head coach, that would be one. Winning it as a DC. And this is where I think the fact that if the Niners had just won the Super Bowl and then fired Steve Wilks, then maybe it's a little more challenging. If you're Kyle, in an ideal world, you're the big cheese when your team wins the championship. But Kyle has said he doesn't care about the narratives. He just wants to win a Super Bowl. I think Kyle would do whatever it took to win a Super Bowl, shy of demoting himself. Who wants to do that? But if that meant handing the defense over to Bill Belichick, what does that mean for the head coach and the OC? I have to worry about it less. It's the same reason you draft Jake Moody, you think, so you don't have to think about it. So if Bill Belichick becomes his DC, A, he doesn't have to worry about the defense. B, I don't know how welcome he'd be in those meeting rooms anyway. C, I think he really respects Bill. Bill and his dad got along. Mike Shanahan and Bill Belichick had a good relationship. Bill Belichick had a quarterback named Jimmy Garoppolo, and he called Kyle first to say, I'm getting rid of this guy. You want him? I do think, and I've said this for a long time, that is an insight into what Bill Belichick thinks of Kyle Shanahan. So if you're Bill, is it a demotion if you go win a Super Bowl as the defensive coordinator and you're the guy that helps put Kyle Shanahan over the top? Yeah, I mean, you're not the head coach, so in that sense, it is a black and white demotion. But in another sense, it only adds to your legacy. So, yeah, I agree it's a long shot. It feels silly in one sense. It's such a long shot. But, you know, I'd be all for it. So you got to make, put it this way, you make the phone call. That phone call, if you want to say like, oh, that's dumb or oh, that's unrealistic, that phone call is getting made. It's 1,000% getting made. And Bill is answering the call. And there'll be some story when the Niners hire whoever in a year. Oh, you know, they did call Bill. Duncan, Idaho. We tried the Kelly tree once and promptly cut that tree down. Yeah, I mean, Dan Lynn is not in the Chip Kelly tree. He is a Rex. He's a Rex Ryan guy. When you go look at his history, 3 years with Rex and a year with Wink. And I mean, think about the guys he's been. 3 years with Rex, Wink, McDonald. Like he coached for Bill O'Brien, coached with Chip. Like he coached with some hard ass dudes. And son of a coach. You know, Kyle would have to be attracted a little bit, I think, to that. Spencer says, I feel like Bill might be a coordinator exception. No head coaching spots open. Hates TV. I think broke up with Cougar Linda. Did they break up? I think, you know, I don't know if Bill hates TV. Saban's going to be on TV this year, as expected. I think Bill would be excellent on television. The fact that he kind of doesn't want to be there actually would make him interesting. You know, he wouldn't be up there talking like every guy talks. And I'm going to take you over here to the board. Now you got cover two here. Now what do you do? He wouldn't do that bullshit, right? And I think that's part of what would make him attractive is he would just, I'm just here. I don't need the producer telling me like, you know, giving me his topics. This isn't First Take. I'm here to just tell you what's up. So, you know, from that standpoint, maybe it's turning out. I feel like I'm kind of in the minority in thinking that Bill would be great on TV, but I think Bill would be good on TV. He was good in that NFL 100 thing. And I think he'd be good here. Now, would he rip coaches? You know, like, I don't think he would do that or players, but he'd be just excellent at so much of, there's a lot of people saying, giving us no analysis. That's that for this. Thanks to all you guys, all us guys together, you guys, me guy, everybody hanging. Appreciate it very much. I'll be back on Thursday morning with another live show. Going to be doing some AM live shows and appreciate you guys being here for this and hope to see you back there tomorrow. If you are watching this and you want to check out the podcast, it's down in the description below. I'm going to jump and I'll see you soon, but thanks everybody. Hit that like button, by the way. If you're here on YouTube, there's almost 857 of you. Hit that like button on you out the door. Sox Nation, why won't you ever have Lombardi on? I haven't had David Lombardi on. Would you like me to? I would like to. John and I were hanging out with Lombardi in Vegas the other day and had a great time with him and his wife, Margo, and John's girlfriend, Maria, and a couple other folks. It was a lot of fun. So, I'd 100% be down to do something with David. He does an awesome job, and I love his stuff. So that's a good idea. That's a good idea. We'll make that happen. All right. Hit that like button on your way out. Thanks for the suggestions and the feedback. And mostly thanks for the likes. Okay. Bye, y'all.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.